Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is. And He loves us. And I love Him. I love the Lord our God and King because He first loved me. He loved me when I didn't know any better, when I didn't know Him. He died for me when I was on the run from Him, didn't know who I was running from. But now I know Him, and I've experienced His love towards me. In all the situations I was in that was negative, He helped me to come. He always gave me a way out. He always showed me what to do to make my life the way it should be. And I'm very thankful that I'm saved and on His side. That never gets old with me, because I look around and I see people lost, and they don't know what's ahead of them. I've already been to hell before. The Lord took me there in 1986. January of 1986, I went to hell one night. And I saw it. Wasn't there long. Wasn't much to look at. It's not a place to go to. And I know that people are going to go because they won't get saved. And you warn people, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they won't hear a man from hell. I'm a man from hell. I went there. The Lord took me and I saw it. He took my spirit there and I saw it. And now, it's a desire to get people to at least let people know what's ahead so that they can make a sober choice and not fall in that pit. Now, when you follow God, you're going to learn so many things as you yield to Him. And I also see so many people they're losing their potential because they don't follow Him. Men can be so headstrong. We learn a few facts and we think we know it all. But allowing the Word to nourish you gives you more insight. You know, I love to study and learn. And I count on the Holy Spirit to help me learn accurately. I will not settle for misinformation. See, the Holy Spirit can't bless misinformation. But He can bless the essence of His Word, the spirit of His Word, the intended meaning, the rightly divided part of His Word. And I'm not afraid to listen to people of other opinions, Christian people of other opinions than my own. And a good example is I was always taught the pre-tribulation rapture. And there are other ministers, you know, I knew that there were three views, pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, even mid-tribulation. And then there's some that say there's no rapture. Now, I know that there's the one that say that there's no rapture is wrong, because Paul made it plain that there is a rapture. And it says, the Word says that we're going to meet Him in the air. And the angels told the apostles that Jesus will return just like He left. I believe in the second coming. I believe in the rapture. And I believe in the tribulation, because I've lived in tribulation. Half of my Christian walk was a war. You know, people present grace as if there's no trouble. There is trouble. There's tribulation and grace. In the last 7 years, well, the judgments of God is done and the wrath of Satan is increased. I understand all that, that there is tribulation. And there is grace and there is life. No matter what Satan does, we have the power to stop him. We have authority over Satan as long as we're on the earth. So one day I was listening to Irvin Baxter, and he teaches that the church will go through tribulation. So instead of turning the channel, I said, wait a minute, I never heard anybody make a case. And since nobody made a case, I listened to him. And and I wanted to see what he had to say. So I listened, and he made a lot of good points, and I learned something. And some of the things he said, he was right. You know, he taught about the four horses, like I never heard anybody teach before. And then the trumpet judgments, he taught about that like I never heard. I used to compress it all in the 7-year period, but he showed that this was, you know, World War I, World War II were included in those trumpets. And I saw it on a greater wave. And so when I listen to people of varied opinions, sometimes the Holy Spirit is in it. And before you can judge a person and write them off, you have to hear what they said and why. Sometimes there's revelation. The Lord had dealt with him about some things. So you have to also be like the Bereans. I had a choice. I could take all his word for everything he said, or I could go research it myself. So I started, I listened to him, and I listened to him more regularly because he has insights I never received. And so did Pastor Langford. But I also go and ask the Holy Spirit. You know, I listen to men of God that I know, a man of God that hears from God, they gravitate to men of God that hear from God. You know, Steve Quill always say, don't just take my word. You're supposed to go and ask the Holy Spirit about this. And that's not disrespectful against the other men of God, Steve Quill or any of them, or my pastor. Go research it and ask the Holy Spirit questions. This is why. The Word also teaches that we know in part. If the church know in part, we all know in part. We know something that others. That's some people get offended when you say we don't. Well, we have access to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we have access to the Holy Spirit, but we still know in part because there are so many things that we have to learn. And the more the Holy Spirit revealed to me, the more I realized that there are still things that I don't know. So we know in part. Now, when people make a case in their message, the scripture will back it up if they're accurate. If they're not accurate somewhere, something's not going to fit right. Everything has to fit for it to work and be accurate. So in researching these things, I've become more accurate than I was before I listened to these guys, these wonderful men of God. And the Holy Spirit, he'll say something. You can detect it's him, and it's up to you to go and ask questions and do research. And if you don't, then you're not going to know. But if you do, you're going to learn. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So they say, I like when people challenge me and say things that get my attention and give me something else to study and research, because I know that I'm going to learn from the Lord. He always teaches me things that I didn't know before. So I said all that to say this: when you follow God, you're giving yourself a chance to learn things that you never saw before in a greater way. And you're going to be introduced to greater knowledge, and you're going to have greater abilities. And if you go forward in Him, you're going to enjoy life. You're going to like what you learn. And you have to do research. You can't just sit on the sideline and hope you're right. Time is always happening. Time is always happening. And you can take advantage of the fact that time is always rolling. So the more accurate you become, the more you can harness time. In other words, the more things you understand accurately, the more of a blessing you can be in life, and the more valuable you'll be to the kingdom of God. The Lord can use us in greater ways as we are students. That's the point I'm trying to make. Being a student to the Holy Spirit. When people follow Him, there's so much more we can do. Every time we learn from Him, we can make our lives better. A lot of people's lives are not in control anymore. Some people are not in control of their emotions. They forgot how to be happy again. And the Lord loves us. There's no reason we can't conquer our problems and master the things that challenge us in His life. You don't have to go around saying, you don't have to be worried about what's not right. That consumes you. Worry is a reducer. It consumes you. False information can't help you. You can't benefit from false information. It's just not going to happen. The Holy Spirit can't use it because He's the Spirit of truth. So I see a lot of people preaching things and it's not accurate because they didn't run it by the Holy Spirit. They went with a thought. And I'm not talking about denominational preachers that preach that the Holy Spirit don't come in. I'm talking about Holy Ghost filled preachers. They run with a thought. Everything will fit together like a puzzle when it's true. The things that don't fit, can't fit. The things that do fit, they fit. And we need to see it where it fits in order to receive the knowledge we need to build our lives accurately. If we don't build our life accurately, we can't help others to build their life accurately. And the only ones that's going to build their life accurately are the ones who go before the Lord and get the truth of it. The Holy Spirit will not build on a false foundation. And He will always honor the truth and follow the truth with signs and wonders. Because every time I learn from Him accurately, when I learn from Him accurately, now I know how to build my life. And I can do things that I didn't know. Even things that the apostles didn't teach. The Holy Spirit picked it up and taught me. You know, I learned things about authority listening to people who learn from the Lord about authority, like Kenneth Hagin and a guy named James. This guy was aggravating James. He was trying to help, but he was aggravating him. And I learned something because the Holy Spirit told James to tell Satan that he can't speak. And he didn't get mad at the guy. See, this was a unique situation. He loved the guy. He didn't get mad at him. He didn't like what was being said, but he didn't take it personally. So the Holy Spirit told him, tell Satan he can't speak. And he told Satan he couldn't speak. And the guy stopped talking, got in his car, and left. Now that taught me something. When people are combative or frustrated, I tell Satan, I say, Satan, stop it, you can't speak. And they stop. How many times, you know, when Paul was in court, what if he had known to tell Satan, Satan, you can't use these guys against me? The word's not written that way. But he did what the Holy Spirit said. The Lord has to, he'll guide us in areas where we can have faith. The word that we know, that's where faith begins. And God has to work with our faith. But if you pay attention, you can learn things that you never knew before or you never were introduced to before. The Holy Spirit can introduce you to wisdom and knowledge. But you have to catch it. You have to notice it and receive it. Believe it and act on it. And you'll be able to. What I'm saying is that there are so many things and capabilities that we have and we're not aware of it because we didn't see it in others. But it's biblical. If we have authority over Satan, over all the power of the enemy, when the enemy is using people to aggravate us, we can say to Satan, you can't speak and you can't use them against us. In Jesus' name. This is why the false prophet, this is why the Antichrist can't show up. If he show up now, the church will shut him down. There's too many strong people on the earth that will shut him down. Now, one of two things is going to have to happen before he can return. The strongest of the church will have to apostatize and be of none effect, get in sin. Then we won't have any power. Because if James said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So that's not going to happen because I won't apostatize and others won't either. The only other way he can come is the Lord have to remove the church out of the way. People that have made up their mind and followed God, when God get ready to judge the sin of this world, there's no reason for them to be here. And that fits. Some people say, well, the falling away is apostasy. And others say the falling away is the catching away of the church. And I was studying this last night and looking at it in different ways. It can be both. What if it was both? Now, these are things you got to go research for yourself and see what the Holy Spirit will say. But if you're going to be dogmatic, you're limiting what the Holy Spirit can do. I'm just using this. This is a good example. And I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. I'm going to let you do it yourself. What if it could be both? The falling away and the catching away. Because the Bible also said, he that letteth will let. And some people say, well, that's the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit was alive in the Dark Ages. But in the Dark Ages, people had, they stopped learning of God. And you know, we survived it. But the enemy was trying to stop the church. And the church had become so weak, he almost did. But there were people who still loved God. Now, there were so many challenges. A lot of people that would have fought hard, they didn't know how to read. And then they put the Bible in Latin, the Catholic Church did. And a language nobody understood. It took translators to get it back to where the common man could get the word again. The Dark Ages was devastating. But it didn't stop us because the Holy Spirit was here. But see, the Holy Spirit works through people. It takes people on the ground, boots on the ground, for the Holy Spirit to work through to stop Satan. Satan can't stop. He can't stop the progress of God when there are two things on the ground. Men that love God and the Holy Spirit within them, guiding them, teaching them, training them. That's what restrains the enemy. You have to have people that love God to stop Satan. You can't just have Christians. You have to have Christians that love God, that submit their lives to Him. This is biblical. So, if the Antichrist is going to come, the church is going to have to be gone or reduced to nothing. And I just don't see the church that won't take no for an answer allowing Satan to win. They're going to have to be missing. Or they're going to have to apostatize. enough of them for him to do what he's going to do. But there are so many people that love God that just won't give in. They got to be gone. And then there are so many that will recant their faith, and they already did. Because the lukewarm church, the Lord's going to spit out. Now, these are things for you to go research yourself. Because the Holy Spirit, see, I like to stir people up. Because when you start studying, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. And the Holy Spirit wants to guide people into all truth. But some people, they don't listen. and they can't do it. So many are headstrong, and they won't let him say what he wants to say. You have to, when I ask the Lord my questions, I have to go calm down and be quiet and then listen. And look and consider the word, all of it. Because if it don't fit, it don't fit. And I don't try to make it fit. I listen, I want the truth. And the only way you're going to get, it takes time sometimes. But if you ever do these things, it works. And you're going to be glad you did. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.